stand the way?
No.
No? Okay.
Good morning, Montreal. You are tuned to the Wednesday Morning After on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. We have a music magazine show for you today with three pre-recorded interviews from the Music Spot. The first interview is with John Rivera for First Things First. The second interview is with Ivy Gardens for their self-titled album. And finally, the third interview is with Lizzie and the Fanatics for their latest EP, De Soleil. 8 o'clock brings Democracy Now! 8:15 brings weather, and after some music, we'll visit the podcast called In the Shower with Taz and Marcus, where we're answering the question, why is plastic so bad? After some more music, we'll wrap up the show. Let's start the day off with some music.
Why'd you have to leave me alone?
something that you never showed. Can't be in and be on your own. There's something that you never know. You give up, you left it to die. We're better off that you never tried. A ball and chain is what we need. We're better off that you set me free.
Case of symptoms similar to those of COVID-19, such as fever, cough, sore throat, loss of taste, or smell, you should take a rapid home screening test. If you test positive, isolate yourself at home and please follow the self-isolation instructions. If you don't have a rapid home screening test, please self-isolate for the recommended period. Visit quebec.ca/self-isolating for complete instructions on how to protect yourself and others. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Formerly known as JT Soul, John Rivera is a Canadian singer-songwriter returning after a year-long hiatus, which allowed him to transform his life and his music. Greatly influenced by artists like Frank Ocean, Dominic Fike, and Shawn Mendes, his natural attraction to a pop aesthetic contrasts with his introspective lyrics and his hard but soothing tone. With us today, we have John Rivera. Hi, John, and welcome to the show.
Hi, wow, what a great intro. That was nice. That was nice. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
First, please introduce yourself and tell us how you came to be a musician.
Okay, so I'm John Rivera, kid from Montreal, Quebec, on the east side in St. Leonard. How I became a musician. I've always had a love for music. My father was like heavily playing music, so I guess it was just like in my subconscious while I was growing up, you know. How I started to do it was I was kind of moving in and out of schools a bunch through high school. I went to like a bunch of different high schools, you know, and on one of these high schools, it was a really small high school called Focus. There was this one teacher who kind of always saw me writing lyrics, and he took me. He was like, look, you obviously don't want to be in the gym class. I see you write lyrics and you're always like bopping your head. He's like, I have Ableton on my computer. He was a musician too, the teacher. I forget to say this, my English teacher, Matt. He was like, come in the room, let's start producing. Let me show you what sampling is. Let me show you what this is. So he kind of introduced me. Also, there was like my best friend at the time. We both kind of wanted to, because I was already writing lyrics. So we both kind of wanted to be like rappers or like type of artists, you know? Like that just pushed me. That's kind of like how I was like maybe 14, 15 years old. And that's kind of how I was like, wow, that's how I want to become a musician, you know?
What was the world like when you were JT Soul? And why did you change your name to John Rivera?
It's funny. I don't want to throw too much like bash on my old self, but you know, a bit messy. You know, I had a lot of vices that I needed to control on myself. I guess there, but overall, you know, it's kind of still the same person, just much healthier, the mind, the body, everything, you know. And why I changed myself to John Rivera. Honestly, it's really the most simplest thing it could be is that like, I don't want to be a persona, you know, I want to be known for myself. I want to be known, I want my music to like translate with that. So, and I feel like when you listen to me, it's very human. It's not no like gimmick, or it doesn't sound like some type of character when you listen to the music. It's like I said, it's very human. So that's why John Rivera came and play. I said, it's better to be known for myself. Plus all my favorite artists are they's, you know, Dominic Fike, I name forever, Bruno Mars, Charlie Puth, Shawn Mendes, Justin Bieber, you know, I could go on forever, but they just be themselves.
Who is in your team and what does everyone do?
My team. Okay, so we have Benjamin Karen. He's the producer, the sound design guy behind everything. Kind of brought me into this world and taught me a lot about it. So he's like, he writes the song with me. He produces the stuff as well. We got Ethan, who kind of does the overall management for me. I have my friend Giancarlo Rossi. He is kind of like my second hand man. Whenever I need someone to just like get hit up, he's there. And also he's very good with visuals, always behind the camera, behind everything. He's been filming and shooting everything since day one. And also Catherine, she is kind of the person behind like the branding assets, making sure everything's just always on brand. And she has a great sense of style. So she's also my stylist when it comes to shoots, you know.
You're releasing a new EP in March called First Things First.
Yeah.
What kind of journey has this EP taken from its concept to its production?
It's a lot. It's a lot. We started this in summer of 2020, like just drafting songs. At first, the project was called Paintings on the Wall. And I came to a realization that I didn't want the name of the project to be a concept like Paintings on the Wall. It sounded like a bit too, you know, too conceptualized. I kind of wanted the internal music, like the song by song, be the concept, but I wanted the name to be a statement. So that's where First Things First came about. And First Things First, in general, to give you a little background, I used to work with my father as a welder, kind of in this construction trade. So my father owns this company, and every time we would get on a job, every day, like we would get on a job, let's say 6 a.m. or whatever time it is, he would look at me before we started a job. He'd say, "Okay, first things first, we got to do this." Kind of just like setting himself up to be like, "This is what we have to do today." Like, so like he would always say this. I don't know why he would always say it, but every day he would look at me, "Okay, first things first, this." And I just love that. I was just like, okay, so since John Rivera, like, my first EP, and like in homage to my father and like how I used to work with him all the time, let me call it First Things First. Plus I love the statement of it, right? So it's like first things first, this, you know, so let's really like set the tone, kind of, you know. And production wise, oh, ups and downs, like we spend like months reworking like production, me and Ben, like just going in the studio, going crazy, picking sounds, like Hit the Lights, one of our next singles was like reproduced like 3 months ago, and we just like, and we resubmitted it. So it's like, there's always ups and downs. There's as a musician, it's like, and as a person who's behind the production as well, like me, and behind all the writing and everything. So it's like, kind of never know, right? Cause like ideas change, stuff evolves for the better, or sometimes for the worse, but we never know. We have to try.
Maybe listen to some of your music.
Yeah, of course. Let's go. Let's listen to it. Hit the Lights, right?
Yeah. This is Hit the Lights on Wednesday Morning After.
Thank you. Looking back on these years, all this time spent living life with my peers. But when the night ends, it's hard to hide from what's going on. Girl, we're moving so fast, both hands on the wheel. I just hope it don't crash. Through my highs and lows, you gave me life. I paid my dues, you gave the best advice. We're far from home, but when I hit the light, I see no one around. I've been running for my ways, hiding from my fate, trying to find my way back to you right now, baby. Is that all you gotta say? After all we made, I'm still trying to make it back to you right now, baby. Tell me you're home right now, baby. 'Cause I see no one around. I've been running from my way, tired of my fate, trying to find my way back to you. So far from the person I was. Crazy how much shit changed this year. Some friends turn to distant memories. Some of them I still wish were here. I can't hold you back, I wish you the best. I wish some things were always this clear. I can't settle down right now. It's hard for me to love right now. Text messages from all my exes, hoping that we get back together. I know that you pray for my love. If I told you I would stay forever, but my time jaded through the bezel. This time, girl, it's for the better. 'Cause when I hit the lights, I see no one around. I've been running from my ways, hiding from my fate, trying to find my way back to you right now, baby. Is that all you gotta say? After all we made, I'm still trying to make it back to you right now, baby. Tell me you're home right now, baby. 'Cause I see no one.
Your latest single is called Americana. What is the story behind this song?
I remember I was in the studio with Ben, and he picks up the guitar, and right away I was like, wow, it just made me feel California-ish. I felt like I was in the States. So right away I was humming the lyrics that you said. I was like, okay, cool. And I had this concept. And I remember in this time, I really had this concept where I was like kind of looking at Montreal, the city. And I was kind of seeing how there's never been really a major Anglo pop male artist, you know, or just in general, there's not many big artists that are major here. I mean, there is, but to a service level, to people who like just regular people in the street, they don't really know much. Me, I'm an artist, so I understand like all the people behind the scene. So I know who's like really doing stuff here, but to a lot of people, there hasn't been this major person. So I kind of wanted to say like, you know, we're stuck in a city and we're California dreaming from a city where that's so taboo, you know, saying that like there hasn't been an industry here for us Montreal Anglo artists. So that's a little aspect to it. Also, I'm kind of like saying like, I would love to escape the city and like go actually live out my dreams in the States and like, you know, kind of not in the, like, and I say Americana lifestyle, not in a materialistic way either, but just in a sense, like just get away from what I've always knew, what was always conventional to me, and just live this Americana lifestyle. And I also metaphor this Americana as a woman. So if I speak about certain things, like, it's like I'm talking about like me going out to chase my dreams, but I'm like saying it in like in ways that it sounds like I'm speaking to a lady, like maybe even a lover. So that's why I call it Americana. So it's like I'm a letter to this Americana type of girl, the girl I wish for. I don't know if that makes sense, but I really love that concept when it came to me, and I was like, okay, let me just elaborate on it and write a whole song on it, you know.
Maybe hear some more of your music.
Of course.
This is Americana on CKUT.
said you don't belong here. Those eyes for an ocean view
and the moon,
and we California dreaming from a city where that's so taboo. We always chase sunsets to settle on the stars and moon
and the moon.
And if I tell you about me, I hope you tell me what you've been through.
Been through.
We are the same, baby. Pray for love, yeah. Sunsets in May remind me way more of us, yeah. What's more to say when I've been out different state? Hope I can show you I made it out. Can't hold me down. You told me hold my hand. Just follow me, I'll show you golden land and diamond water for a hopeless man. And all these things that you know, I know, I know. You said you don't belong here. Those eyes for an ocean view
and the moon.
And we California dreaming from a city where that's so taboo.
Taboo.
We always chase sunsets to settle on the stars and moon
and the moon.
And if I tell you about me, I hope you tell me what you've been through. Always chasing this high, and all the pain in my eyes. Turned cold, December came by. Those storms don't ever break mine. Yeah, I was told to make it right. King of my city, frame white. You held it down on break light. I learned these things take time. Just take time. Hold my hand, I'll change your life. We both made plans, don't fade to light tonight. And tonight, you said you don't belong. Eyes for an ocean view
and the moon, and the moon.
And we California dreaming from a city where that's so taboo.
Taboo.
We always chase sunsets, we settle on the stars and moon
and the moon, and the moon.
And if I tell you about me, I hope you tell me what you've been through.
If our listeners want more information or to buy your music, where should they go?
You could honestly search me up anywhere on Instagram, TikTok, and to buy the music, you know, if you actually really want to support there, you don't go on iTunes store. You could buy all my singles, not Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, anywhere. Deezer, whatever you use, search up John Rivera. I'll be there.
That's JONRIVERA.
Exactly.
Well, thank you for your interview today.
Thank you, Shayla.
You've been listening to John Rivera speaking about his music. I am your host, Sheila Ferrando.
Venez prêter main forte à la campagne de vaccination contre la COVID-19. Nous recherchons des personnes pour administrer les vaccins, des préposés à l'entretien, des agents administratifs, des préposés à l'accueil et des agents de sécurité. Vous êtes étudiant, retraité, vaccinateur? Faites la différence et contribuez à améliorer la santé de la population en participant à cette opération d'envergure. Informez-vous et manifestez votre intérêt dès maintenant sur jecontribuecovid19.gouv.qc.ca. Un message du gouvernement du Québec.
Ivy Gardens formed in 2014, playing shows and releasing a few albums under the name Viscosity. In 2020, they started from scratch, naming the band Ivy Gardens. They learned to be a band. With us today, we have Sebastian, Joe, and Andrew from Ivy Gardens. Hi, everyone, and welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
First, please introduce yourselves and tell us how you came to be musicians.
My name's Sebastian. I played keys in the band, lots of organ, lots of big, heavy synths. Joe's over here. He bangs the drums, and Andrew plays guitar. We, I guess, became musicians very early on when we met in high school and became friends. We made a lot of music in high school, much of which isn't that great, but there's some okay stuff hidden there somewhere. But yeah, we all became musicians essentially because there was nothing else. We really wanted to do more, so we decided to take it up and stick with it. And we've been making music for, it's got to be 8 or 9 years or something like that. together at this point under different names, of course, but yeah.
Where did your name Ivy Gardens come from?
It's actually a street name in our hometown. So it's basically where we like started as a band. We started jamming. We all met in that area. So we thought that would be significant, but we also thought that it had like a good ring to it. We kind of thought that it sounded like kind of like it would be an indie band. If someone were to hear Ivy Gardens, they wouldn't think that it would be a heavy rock band. And so we thought that would be cool. And I mean, for a very long time, we thought it was a cool name, even when we were under the name Viscosity, like you mentioned earlier. We always thought that would be a cool name. And if we ever did do a rebrand or start a different band, we would name it that. So when we decided to kind of restart the band a year or two ago, we already knew that that was a cool band name that we were going to use.
What bands have influenced the Ivy Gardens sound?
Oh, got to be tons. When we were really young, it was lots of like grunge stuff, like Nirvana, lots of, let's say, Soundgarden, I think, was a big one. I was always into lots of punk stuff, lots of like hardcore punk, like Black Flag and Dead Kennedys. Andrew was more metal. He'd probably tell you Devin Townsend and stuff. Joe's kind of the bridge between both of us, though. But yeah, we were all kind of into the same thing, and we all kind of wanted to make music that sounded like it at the end of the day.
You are introducing a new single, Up All Night. What is the process you went through producing this single?
With the single, whether it was in the writing or the recording process, we had been sitting on the song for a really long time. And we always had this idea of, because we had written so much music in the past, we just wanted to make something better. So we had all of these ideas of more melodic parts, but still keeping the heaviness, the grit, all of that. So there was lots of different calls made during the writing process, the recording process, the mixing process. Everything was just trying to make the song as good as it could possibly be.
May we hear some of your music?
Absolutely.
Yes.
This is Up All Night on the Wednesday Morning After. We'll be right back. You have an EP coming out March 4th. What can the audience expect from this new EP?
Like we mentioned before, we've made a lot of music in the past. And with this EP, we all independently went to different places and learned about audio engineering, recording technology, all that stuff. With this EP, we really wanted to take our very best pieces of work and make them sound as good as we possibly can. And at the end of the day, I think we have a very focused, kind of determined EP. It's just like 5 songs. It's pretty brief, but it hits hard. It moves fast. And we're just really proud of how it ended out.
So what's the name of the new EP?
The new EP is self-titled. It's just Ivy Gardens.
Ivy Gardens. Okay. So may we hear some more of your music?
Absolutely, for sure.
This is Close Calls on CKUT. If our listeners want more information or to buy your music or some free listening time, where should they go?
We're available on all streaming platforms, Spotify, Tidal, Apple Music, all that fun stuff. If you want to keep updated on whether or not we're doing shows or any new releases or even just seeing the dumb stuff we like to post online, find us on Instagram at Ivy Gardens Official, and you can find us on Facebook at Ivy Gardens Band. And yeah, you can keep up to date there. Any shows we would post on those. And one thing that's going to be coming out soon is we made a very limited run of t-shirts to sell as merch. So if you want to keep up to date on our social medias, that's where you can find any announcements regarding that.
Well, thank you for your interview today.
No problem. Thank you for having us.
You've been listening to Ivy Gardens speaking about their music. I am your host, Sheila Ferrando.
Throughout the pandemic, our kids have shown how strong, patient, and resilient they can be. But now, it's time for them to make memories again. With family and friends, with teammates, with peers. Vaccination against COVID-19 can help kids get back to being kids. Book your child's vaccination when it's available to them. A message from the Government of Canada.
A little less than 2 years after the release of Perfect World, singer-songwriter Lizzie and her band The Fanatics are back with a brand new EP titled Du Soleil. Co-produced by Sorry Girls' Dylan Obrant and mixed by New York rocker Michael Radinsky, Simon Spine, Du Soleil marks a departure from the bilingualism of Lizzie's 2020 debut record, as the Montreal native makes this new EP her first fully francophone project to date. With us today, we have Lizzie of Lizzie and the Fanatics. Hi, Lizzie, and welcome to the show.
Hi.
First, please introduce yourself and tell us how you came to be a musician.
So my name is Lizanne, but I go by Lizzie for all things music. Basically, I grew up in a family with a lot of music, but it was mostly classical music. Both my sisters were very talented violinists. And I think around the age of 12, 13, I sort of wanted to rebel from that whole classical world, and I wanted to rock out. So I got an electric guitar. I started writing songs and playing in bands, and I just never stopped. I love writing and making music.
Who are your bandmates, and what does everyone play or do?
So my bandmates are also known as the Fanatics. There is Amélie Laplante on keys, who has been playing with me since the very early stages of my project. Then we have Ella Chatfield on drums. Ella, she was a fan of Lizzie, and she liked my songs, and we have a lot of common musical interests. So I asked her if she wanted to play drums with me. She's been playing for maybe 2 years. And then we've got Claire, who's a multi-instrumentalist on bass. So that's the Fanatics.
Where does the name come from, and what are Fanatics anyway?
Yeah, so the name comes from a song, an early song of mine, where I would say I'm a fanatic because I still believe in magic. It's kind of this whole idea of like being very passionate that I like about the word fanatic. I mean, I think I'm a fanatic for a lot of things. When I'm a fan of an artist, I'm really intense about like my fanaticism. It's sort of like embracing that sort of intense passion for things.
You're producing a new EP called Du Soleil. What is the process you went through and the fun you had making this album?
This EP that came out last Friday, I made the whole EP. I recorded, I wrote it in my home during the more intense lockdown months of the pandemic. And I think as a lot of people during those times, it was a little bit more dark, and I was sort of like, I needed more, just more light and more optimism in my life. So I started just writing songs about this like search for more light. And a friend of mine at that point made a drawing of a landscape with two suns in it. instead of just one son, there'd be like two sons. So I was like, that's what I need. I need more sun in my life. And then it inspired the album.
May we listen to some of your music?
Absolutely.
This is Du Soleil on the Wednesday Morning After. Produced the album, and how did you enjoy working with them?
The album was produced by myself, and there are a couple tracks on the album that were co-produced by Dylan O'Brien of the band Sorry Girls, the Montreal band Sorry Girls, which I'm a huge fan of. I'm a fanatic for Sorry Girls, and the collaboration was really smooth. I mean, I think we both, because we have a lot of common interests in music. I think he really gets what I am doing. And Dylan really just added his touch to some of the songs to bring them to another level. And that was really fun.
May we hear some more of your music?
Sure.
This is East Angus 1998 on CKUT.
Sous-titrage Société Radio-Canada.
our listeners want some free listening time or to buy your music, where should they go?
So my EP is available to stream on all streaming platforms. But if you want to purchase it, you can go straight to my Bandcamp, and that's lizzysongs.bandcamp.com.
Thank you for your interview today.
Thank you so much.
You have been listening to Lizzie of Lizzie and the Fanatics speaking about her music. I am your host, Sheila Ferrando.
Early in the morning, before the sun rose, when the first bird sang, even while everyone was still asleep.
Morning. On that morning.
When the sun comes out.
This morning, baby.
Cocky-doodle-doo. I hear the rooster crowing.
Now you must wake up.
Now every morning when I wake up,
I woke up this morning with
the kiss of the morning.
Got up 7:30 every morning. Did the same breakfast.
Réveillez-moi à 8 heures demain matin.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Has this ever happened to any of you, or will it happen to any of you, on the morning after the night before?
You are listening to The Morning After on CKUT 90.3 on the FM dial.
New York, this is Democracy Now!
The number of forces that the Secretary has placed on heightened alert comes up to about 8,500 personnel.
The Pentagon's placing 8,500 troops on high alert for possible deployment to Eastern Europe as tensions escalate between Russia and Ukraine. We'll speak to William Hartung and Anatole Levin, both of the Quincy Institute.
A real threat now exists of war in Europe and a Russian invasion of Ukraine. However, in my view, this could still be avoided fairly easily by a series of compromises with Russia concerning NATO membership, the deployment of NATO forces, and autonomy for eastern Ukraine.
We'll also look at the Biden administration's ongoing review of U.S. nuclear weapons policy. Dozens of groups recently issued a joint statement calling for the elimination of hundreds of U.S. intercontinental ballistic nuclear missiles. Meanwhile, the Archbishop of New Mexico has called for the abolition of nuclear weapons around the globe.
This has never happened before in U.S. church history. It's the first time an official has responded so profoundly to Pope Francis's call for nuclear disarmament.
We'll speak.